Blog Talk Radio.
Science and technology.
I'm Bill here with my co-host Susie.
Hi, everybody.
And we're here to talk to you brothers and sisters about the con. I'm not talking about the Comic Con, the Auto Con. I'm not talking about that Devil Tattoo Con. I'm talking about the Reason Con.
You're nuts.
Yeah, we were there.
Yeah, us and everybody else.
And you have Reason Con memories, regrets because you're kind of lame and didn't show up. Whatever works, you're welcome to call in. The number is 347-857-3340. We got a caller on the line, and usually I just leave people on the line until I run out of room. So, caller, who are you?
Hello, this is Gene.
Oh, hey, Gene, how's it going?
The Reason Con master himself.
The king of Reason Con.
He's like the dungeon master of Reason Con.
Yeah, right. No.
Yeah,
I just
you made everything happen there.
I just wrote the checks, man. Everybody else made it happen.
So all the planning you did, what part of ReasonCon do you think was our biggest success? What was the best part for you?
Well, always meeting everybody is the best part. Just getting to stand around and talk with people. For me personally, the best part was how many people come up to me and said that that was their first atheist convention. The amount of tears that were shed telling me how alone they had felt, how much they were enjoying themselves there, being part of a community that they never really realized existed and was this strong and this nice and this good of people. So that for me was the best part. But there's no question the speakers were awesome. The podcasters, of course, are always a hoot. So
there you go. Now we got there. Okay, yeah. So really, what you're trying to say, without insulting anybody else who might be listening, is meeting Bill and Susie again.
That's right. Right.
I was getting to that. You just didn't give me enough time, I was going to say. But with all that said, there's no question that the best part is Bill and Susie.
See? There you go.
I knew you were going. I could feel it, man. I could feel the love through the microphone.
Right. I bet it's
not in the K-way.
Depending on the
K-way.
Podcast he's on. I bet his tune changes.
You are such a skeptic.
I am a skeptic.
Hey, area code 912. Join the conversation. Welcome to the bar. Who are you,
92?
Hello?
Hey, y'all. Oh, gosh.
I have to admit, I think that Bill and Susie were the best part of it, as well.
Thank you.
I will say this. We were the only podcast to show up and tweet our damn room number.
That's true. That is true.
Come by and have a beer. Now, that was supposed to be code. Have a beer. No, but people came by and just drank beers. Maybe we have to be more direct next time.
Yeah, maybe we should put some code in there.
Hey, it wouldn't be Bill and Susie if they didn't have the ballroom opened.
I know, right? That's what I was screaming at noon on Friday.
And actually, I brought two women with me. I mean, anybody who wasn't there may not know this, but I did bring two women. There was drunk Susie, who you may have met on Friday, and then sober Susie, who went around on Saturday and introduced herself to everybody because she had no memory of anybody she met on Friday.
I think the coolest thing about that was, and I have to say this just because it was just the neatest thing. So I vaguely remembered talking to Tom and Cecil on Friday. And so on Saturday, when I was seriously hungover, and we were downstairs in the lobby, and Bill was sitting in a chair, and Cecil was sitting in a chair next to him, and Cecil got up, and he's like, he came over to me, and he goes, you know, if you want to sit by your husband, I'm leaving now. And he said, and you can have that chair. And I'm like, I'm not scaring you away, am I? And I said, oh, by the way, Cecil, I'm sober, Susie. It's nice to meet you.
I think that's why our friends at Atheism 101 thought there was more of us. Because, you know, there's sober Susie and drunk Susie. There's also Bill and Ninja
and
Bill.
And Ninja Bill.
But nobody ever sees Ninja Bill. Because then he's not Ninja.
So our twosome's like a foursome.
Yeah, but a stealth foursome.
A stealth foursome.
Because nobody sees Ninja Bill. Miss Ashley, what was your best part? Tell Gene what you enjoyed best about him being the all-high ruler of ReasonCon.
Let's see. That would be Susie attacking the chocolate fountain at Golden Corral.
Oh, yeah. My first Golden Corral experience. Repeated many times.
Because you did spend half a week at Golden Corral in front of the
fountain. I did, in front of the chocolate fountain. Those things are so cool. You don't understand. I've never seen one before.
Yeah, they don't have those in Yankee Land.
It was the neatest thing.
Nobody ever thought to put chocolate in the fountain here and put chocolate next to it to cover in chocolate.
And then we had somebody brought us where we got sweet tea. And the lady said, here's a sweet tea, sugar or honey or something. I'm like, oh, it even comes with a sweet person. They're so nice. I like
you know,
it down there.
I would have to admit that I think that the thing that I got the most enjoyment out of was all the podcasters getting together and spending time together. And we weren't just over mics or over Skype or through Google Hangouts. We were all actually in one specific area, all hanging out, and our listeners were there to actually see us in the real, in real life, you know, and Gene made that possible, and I can't thank him enough for making that possible.
Yep.
Right, for me it was the hugs.
The hugs?
Yeah.
Well, because you can't hug somebody over Skype.
That's true, you can't hug somebody over Skype.
Like everybody, I hugged Gene, didn't I? The first I saw you, I hugged you.
That's right.
I hugged
absolutely.
Everybody.
I would have been upset if you didn't.
I know. I think humping my leg was a little over the top, though, dude.
hey, don't feel special. I humped everybody's leg. What are you talking about?
Okay, all right.
Okay, then you're okay.
I never got a leg hump.
You didn't hump Miss Asher's leg? Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I did. I sure did. She's just too drunk to remember.
That sounds like me.
That does sound like you. All right, let's bring somebody else on. I have no idea who this is, but you're 812, and you're now in the bar with Miss Ashley, Gene, Bill, and Susie.
Hey, everybody.
Hello?
It's Andrew.
Andrew. Hey, Andrew.
This guy
was
a riot. Dude, you were so off the hook.
Yeah.
I was
having a blast.
And I think you recorded that whole conversation about my penis.
So I've listened to a little bit of the recording that I have, and you really just kind of hear Bill say, and my penis. You don't really get to hear any of the backstory to it.
Oh, that's important.
That's good.
That's the best part of the story. Well, for me,
I'm really... Yeah, there's really not there's like an hour and a half of audio and maybe 10 minutes worth of usable stuff out of it. So that's going to be hard.
That's usually how that goes.
Dude. Yep, that's usually the way it happens.
You're in a crowded room. And
That's why Bobby C said, you know, I'm not editing anything that I record.
Are you trying to say it was a short story?
Minuscule, because we were actually talking about my race and gender. You know, we're talking about my white privilege, and it leads to a white penis that isn't quite as big as it could be, but it comes with privilege.
Very tiny.
Right. Yeah, I'm not saying.
You know, if you want to give up even more penis, you could be Andrew and then be good at math.
Oh.
Yeah. That is actually almost verbatim the conversation that I got. Only it has much better audio now, so I might just use this one.
Yeah.
You're welcome to it. It doesn't matter. They'll label me a racist. That's okay.
No, racist was all the picking on Andrew we did with the Asian jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
When we just went off, poor Andrew.
And my total sexism during Reason God.
Sucks to be a minority.
I was taking a poll because, see, I don't want to be the rapey guy. You know, of all the things, you just don't want to be that guy. So I was asking everyone, what's the protocol when your wife's all passed out at the end of the night, but she kind of said, okay, earlier? Can you get vicarious advance consent?
Hmm.
No, you can't get advance consent.
Is it rapey? I didn't want to be the rapey.
Wrong.
So I asked everyone at ReasonCon what I should do.
You're so funny.
And you're so funny. Actually, the reviews were mixed. It was kind of funny because if they had a penis, they said go for it. If they did not have a penis, they said, dude, that's fucking rapey. I'm just saying, that's what. In fact,
the conversations that we had were not at all PC. The Cards Against Humanity thing kind of set the tone for the rest of the conference.
Speaking of that, I have no memory of Cards Against Humanity whatsoever.
Somebody help her out. Did she play?
No memory.
Was she even in that tournament?
I won third place. I know this. Second? I know this because somebody told me.
I have a certificate.
Oh, yeah, you said I have a certificate.
Yes.
And I got booze.
No, I got booze.
No, I got little bottles of booze.
Yeah, I got it.
And then I got Dave's booze because he was too young to drink.
Yep.
Awesome.
And I wouldn't let you have it.
Yep, see, Sober Susie plays Cards Against Humanity and goes to dinner and, wow, barely even remembers going to dinner.
Yeah, I got to sit next to Tracy Harris at dinner. How cool is that?
That's cool. Yeah, James, dinner was definitely cool. We were thrilled.
Good, good.
I think there was even food, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
you know, it's very rarely that I can say I'm hammered by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but I was pretty much hammered by 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And every conference I go to, I say, okay, the first day, I'm not going to drink. Because I always regret it the second day, because then I can't really drink. And I did it again. I did it in Memphis, and then I did it again at ReasonCon. You know, at PA, though, I am definitely waiting for the second day to be hammered.
That's why I designed it to where everything shut down fairly early on Friday night. I was hoping that all you bastards would go to bed, but that didn't happen. Y'all just...
No, there was no bedtime.
Security just kept pushing the party further across the parking lot.
Right.
And then
I heard about that.
And, you know, I was done. I was done. I went to bed reasonable time Friday night, like 2. And then Saturday night, I think we crawled in about 4:30 after the Waffle House.
After Waffle House, yeah, that was, wow.
Hickory has a freaky Waffle House crowd. At 3, if you've never experienced the 3:30 in the morning Waffle House crowd in Hickory, North Carolina.
Oh, you need to.
You should do that.
It's an eclectic mix.
I have never seen rims so big.
Rims.
Was the drag queens there? Usually about 3 o'clock in the morning, the drag queens come rolling in. And I'm not being funny or making a joke. I'm serious. They come in from a place down the road called the Club Cabaret. And it's a group of about 5 or 6 guys that are about 320 pounds to 380 pounds apiece. And that's very interesting. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, you still need to have them next year. Yeah, I'm going to at least go look for them.
Now we're going to stake that place out.
Yeah.
Oh, Gene, let me give you more props because I was so thrilled with the story that and the park and lunch at the park and playing in that disabled park place where you could get to everything no matter how little or big
how you're
old or anything.
Even Susie could get on all that.
The story absolutely was compelling to me, but the toys were just cool.
That almost sounded like something out of the Bible.
What?
That story.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, the whole dismembering the girl,
yeah.
Sending parts everywhere. Yeah, that's kind of.
That's
bitter.
Right.
Yeah.
That's in Judges. Is Miss Ashley still here? We'll teach her something new about the Bible.
Here's just a little, to give you a little bit of taste of what ABS is going to be about this week. Shane and Bobby and Jeremiah went through and picked their favorite Bible verses out of the Bible this week, and I went and looked them up and read them. And Judges, the one that you're about to talk about, is the one that they had me read.
Really?
About the concubine?
Yes.
Judges 19.
That was it.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a very disturbing story. But one thing that if you notice, I don't know if you'll notice this or not, but one of the things that I figured out in studying that is a retelling of the Sodom and Gomorrah story. It's just being retold by a different person, so it's written a different way. And the traveler wasn't angels like it is in the Sodom and Gomorrah story. The traveler is just a traveler. And there was some other differences in it, but it's just a retelling of that same story. But it just shows how, you know, that game you played when you were a kid and somebody would whisper in somebody's ear and it would go all the way around the room. By the time it got back, it was a totally different story. Well, that's what you got there. It's just a different one.
Okay, but tell me this. What is the biblical paranoia with gay rape gangs just running around the town at night? Does this ever happen? I mean, I see no evidence of this ever really happening. We have gay neighborhoods in Philadelphia, and there aren't gangs of people going around.
There aren't
around.
Gangs of gay people.
There are plenty of, you know, consensual things going on, but not – they don't just go banging on people's door and say, send out people. We need to have sex with them.
Yeah.
It's like the Walking Dead gay style in the Bible. You know?
Right.
Instead of brains, it's something else. Twig and berries.
Well, I think it's very likely that was an aspect that was added later to just, I don't know, give the story a little bit more scariness to it or something. I don't know. It's just all fucked up, really.
Well, Ted Cruz does that. You know, he throws everything in with the gays when he's talking. Because he's a real ass.
Back to ReasonCon.
Back to ReasonCon. Thank you.
I know. Somebody keeps a man on track.
My brain doesn't work midweek. Anyway.
Wait, did we hear Andrew's favorite part yet?
I want to give a shout out real quick to Jim and Misty.
Okay.
I don't know if they're listening, but
everybody's
Jim
podcasting.
And Misty Dobler, who were confused for being us.
Part of us, yeah.
Awesome.
That was awesome.
We'll take them. No, Jim and Misty.
That's
take
awesome.
Them right now. I don't know. Maybe because it was all those sex things we were doing with them, you know, the spouse swap and stuff. By the way, did you and Misty have a good time?
Oh, I had a great time.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Because Jim's a dynamo. Andrew, best part?
The best part was that I got to hang out with people, other podcasters, who talk just as much as I do, because I'm a podcaster, so I just ramble on and on and on, and that's just what I do. I talk so dang much Saturday night that I woke up hoarse. I couldn't talk anymore. That's like Superman not waking up and not being able to fly because he flew all night long. That's just craziness. So just being able to hang out with some amazing people, people like Bill and Susie, who I was desperate to see again, and people like Bobby and Ashley, who I was desperate to meet for the first time, but then all the other people who wanted to be able to tell their stories and their history and just share some really intimate, really, details about their lives and how they came to be atheists or not completely atheists. And just that was just amazing. That was the most awesome stuff. It's going to be really hard to decide to go to ReasonCon or the Reason Rally next year.
I'm to make sure they're pretty far apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna plan it well because I'll be in the same boat because I am definitely hitting the Reason Rally. And
Susie cornered us and made us promise that we were going to Reason Rally, and we don't break promises to Bill and Susie.
Exactly. They're coming to Reason Rally.
Yeah, well, we're keeping you guys. Let me not even let you go back to Georgia. That's just crap. They got enough people in the South. They got them skating people, and then they got Gene. They got Jen Lovejoy. You know, they don't need you guys. You guys can come up here.
Right. You can just relocate to up here.
We'll put you in the back room. It'll be great.
We'll furnish the beds out back.
There you go. They have power.
Right.
The balls will be the same.
Oh, awkward silence. That was funny.
It was really funny, though.
As you and me, three callers on the line, and everything just went.
Well, because when Bill and I do awkward silences, we can look at each other and go, what the fuck do we say? But you guys are all, like, sitting separate and, like,
we can't look at
each other and go, yeah, there's no hugs.
I'm missing the hugs already.
There's no hugs. So, like, who didn't get a picture with Callie this weekend? I'm looking at Facebook. I was just perusing my Facebook, and Kelly Wright is all over everywhere with everybody. That girl,
Kelly Wright was like the superstar of ReasonCon.
Yeah.
I was really looking forward to meeting her, and I'm glad I did. And she's just as awesome as I thought she'd be.
Yep.
So, and I know she's not listening to this, but just in case, shout out, barroom salute to Kelly, because. And then she left at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning.
I know.
And drove home, like,
to Ohio.
Iron Man.
Yeah.
I know,
that's
right?
That's nutty.
Who does that?
Now, Andrew, did she kick your butt in Jeopardy, or did you win Jeopardy?
She was his partner. They were
team. Yeah, I was on Callie's team. That's why I won. Because, I guess, Callie was a powerhouse. Holy, you would not... It didn't matter who was going to be on Callie's team. Callie was just going to win or beat down everyone else until she won, until, you know, David Smalley and Phil Ferguson decided to start bribing the judge, whatever that's about.
The one question she didn't know, you stepped up, dude. I was watching.
That's true.
But, you know, I think the best thing about that Jeopardy game, honestly, if I had to put a best moment, was the – last commercial.
Yep, I was just going to say.
Bill and Susie from Barber Matthews came up there and did a commercial for PastaCon, and I wanted to go. I was so excited. I was, I'm ready to go buy my tickets right then.
We're practicing, and see, we'll have to work on these awkward silences because we're practicing for being live at PastaCon.
That's right. If you were there at PastaCon Friday night, we're on. Probably, I think, during registration.
Yeah.
Registration will still be going on, but we'll be in the room.
You'll be
doing our thing. So you
gotta
taking
off PastaCon with us.
Get your ass in the room. Because that's when the drinking starts. The party begins when Barroom Atheist cracks the first beer.
Yep.
I think that should be a rule for every convention from now on.
Yes, I agree. Mm.
The party begins. Because that would have worked for ReasonCon, because that was freaking noon on Friday.
Noon on Friday.
It's not like we make you wait.
Yeah.
But I think we should spread the word everywhere. The party begins when Barroom Atheist cracks the first beer.
I was sticking flyers for that thing on random cars. And yeah, there's some people in Hickory probably mad at me now. They don't know they're mad at me. Yeah, that was
okay. People in Hickory stay mad at me all the time, but
I bet
know.
They do.
Yeah,
they do.
You are. Satan.
Massive Christian protest. It was like putting us in a van.
Massive Christian protest.
That's all right. Don't come to our stuff. We understand. Actually, you know, I get it. You know, they just, most people just don't care. And that's good. That's a victory that we're actually getting to a point where people don't care enough to come out. We're normalizing. And that's huge.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
And who got to drink Beth Presswood's moonshine?
I did.
You know, I've met Beth a couple times, and she always seemed kind of cool, but, you know, a little reserved, a little laid back. And then I'm in the podcast with Drong, and here she is, like, handing me this jug of moonshine.
Yeah, and she's walking around with everybody going,
drink it.
Try it.
And I'm like, yeah, so I think her new nickname is Moonshine Presswood.
Moonshine Presswood, you know.
We at the bar room are just so freaking impressed with people who bring moonshine to a party and share it out. I mean, maybe that's a normal thing in the South, but that doesn't happen up here.
Yeah.
Although, the gin who gave us who traded for some crimpets. We have a bottle of moonshine here.
Yes.
A mason jar full, I guess.
Yes, it's a real mason jar, too, because you know how I know? Because it says mason on the side of it.
All right, guys, last thoughts, because we're down to 3 minutes.
Well, I just want to say thank you to everybody, all you guys. If it wasn't for you guys promoting the show or the event on your show, people wouldn't have known about it. People wouldn't have showed up, and I would have went broke. So I'm really glad that y'all helped out. Really glad that you got to come, and can't wait to do it again.
You know, thank you, Gene, for putting on such a phenomenal event. Much fun was had by all, and much drinking was done by both Susies.
Well, actually, only the sober Susie did most of the drinking, and then drunk Susie just showed.
You know, the difficult thing that I've got is, how the hell am I going to top that next year?
Well, I'm going to get Susie a cape and a mask. So that when drunk Susie comes out, we can make her put it on.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that's funny. I'm going to get a big shirt that says DS. Drunk Susie. It'd be awesome. With the bar mate.
There you go,
logo.
Gene. That's how you top it next year. We have atheist cosplay at ReasonCon.
Ooh, I like it.
There you go.
I like it. Yeah.
Ms. Ashley, any last thoughts?
Susie took the words right out of my mouth. You know, Gene, thank you so much. I've told you several times, I went there with expectations and they were exceeded. And I cannot wait until next year. We're already starting to count down the days for next year.
Yep. Yeah, you know, absolutely. Actually, they say great minds think alike.
I know. Get out of my head.
Well, I love all you guys. Thanks so much.
Andrew, last thoughts.
What? Oh, I love you guys. You guys are awesome. And yeah, ReasonCon
is. You're coming back next year, right?
And much love to your wife, Andrew, because we've known you. You're like the first person we met in this movement, like online. And we just finally got the opportunity to meet your wife, who is awesome. So please pass our love.
I certainly will.
And
she's pretty awesome. She has to put up with me all the time, so she is pretty damn awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that makes her a saint.
That makes her the best.
Yep. We're down to it. So, Susie, last thoughts.
I don't have any thoughts. I said them all.
All right. Me, last thoughts.
Bill, last thoughts.
The only thing that could be awesomer than ReasonCon, and of course BostonCon that's coming, is ReasonCon next year, and we're going to be there. Barroom Atheist is coming.
We already said. We're already committed.
We're already shamelessly promoting next year.
Yes, next
now,
year.
We don't do shameless promotion.
Yes, we do.
Right. All right. With that, I'm Bill.
And I'm Susie.
Stay reasonable, my friends.